The Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the world-famous operetta, Robin Hood, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to welcome back as a guest on the Railroad Hour the charming Metropolitan Opera soprano, Dorothy Kirsten, who appears tonight as Maid Marian in Reginald de Koven's most famous operetta, Robin Hood. My real name was Robert, Earl of Huntingdon. But when I joined the band of outlaws in Sherwood Forest, I took the name of Robin Hood. The Sheriff of Nottingham, who was the guardian of my estate and a lifelong enemy, seized my title and lands on the day I came of age, declaring that I was an impostor, and that the real Earl of Huntingdon was a follower of his named Guy of Gisborne. There was only one man in England powerful enough to help me, the king, and he was gone to the Crusades. And so I decided to join the outlaws until he returned, in an attempt to right some of the wrongs imposed upon the poor by the powerful Sheriff of Nottingham. It was a gay life we led in Sherwood Forest, full of camaraderies and fellowship. What on earth are you laughing at, Friar Tuck?
The expression on that fellow's face when we held up the stagecoach and took his purse this afternoon.
Well, that was one of the richest men in all England, and one of the stingiest. You need spare no pity for him.
when I think of his face, that is a good way to live, Robin. Takes from the rich and gives to the poor.
We made a good haul today, Robin. We must celebrate.
You're right, Alan. A tankard of ale all around, landlord. The best in the house.
And it's will ye quaff with me, my lad. And it's will ye quaff with me. It is a dram, not brown ale, I offer unto ye. Oh, humming in the tankard, lad, it cheers the heart forlorn. Oh, here's a friend to everyone, this stout John Barleycorn. Oh, laugh, lads, and laugh, lads, we'll make you sound and hail. Through all my days I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. Yes, laugh, lads, and laugh, lads, we'll make you sound and hail. Through all my days I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. Of brown October ale. Oh, laugh, lads, and laugh, lads, we'll make you sound and hail. Through all my days I'll sing the praise of brown October ale. Yes, laugh, lads, and laugh, lads, we'll make you sound and hail. I'll sing the praise of brown October ale.
We've been sitting for some time laughing and joking among ourselves when suddenly there was a scuffle on one side of the tavern. And young Alan Adale pushed a man I'd never seen before in front of us.
Take your hands off me, you big louse!
There's Robin Hood. Now, if you have any more questions, ask him to his face, not behind his back.
Well, what's this all about?
This pint-sized stripling who calls himself a cavalier has been asking too many questions, Robin.
I am a cavalier.
A cavalier, eh? And what do you do as a cavalier?
I do as all cavaliers do. I joust, I fight. I make love to pretty girls.
A cavalier makes love to pretty girls, does he?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Tell me, my young cavalier, what are you doing in Sherwood Forest?
Does your mother know your aunt?
You're a very rude fellow, and my affairs are no concern of yours.
I was only trying to be helpful.
I don't need any help, thank you. I came to Sherwood Forest in search of Robert, the Earl of Huntington.
Did you now? And why did you come here in search of the Earl?
Because I was told that here was where I would find him. And here I have found him.
You're a bold lad. Can you point out the Earl to me?
I can if you'll give me a mirror.
Mirror?
Oh, you see your statue.
Bold and clever. Well, what is your business?
I suppose you know that you're commanded to be married.
Commanded to be married?
I have the king's command with me. He signed it before he left on a crusade. Here, see for yourself.
How do you happen to come by this parchment?
My mistress gave it to me.
Oh? Who is your mistress?
The Lady Marion. It is she that the king has selected for you.
Well, now understand this. Sir Robert, Earl of Huntingdon, is not the man to marry the first girl who is offered to him. I am rather particular.
Are you indeed? Well, you may as well understand that my mistress is not a girl who needs to marry the first man who was offered to her. She is esteemed by you. Well, we have a woman without her feet.
Did you bring a likeness of her with you?
No. But if you want to know what she looks like, you might have a glass of milk. She's my cousin, and we are said to favor each other.
Well, then I'm afraid you must tell your cousin that I'm not ready to marry and that I must, therefore, respectfully refuse her.
You refuse her? You refuse her? Oh, no, you don't, my fine fellow. She refuses you. I fail to see anything particularly amusing about what I have just said.
You're adorable.
What? Now, see here, that's my baby.
You're enchanted.
But I...
Yes?
I...
Tell me more, Lady Marion.
I told you I was the Lady Marion of Cold. I came as a cavalier, and I asked...
No use, it's no use.
No?
No.
Oh. Well, if I'm caught, I'm caught.
Now tell me, why did you come to Sherwood Forest, Lady Marion?
Well, to see what manner of man I'm commanded to marry. I took the place of the page who was delivered the king's order to the sheriff of Nottingham. The sheriff is custodian of my fortune.
Well, then you'd better watch your fortune well, Lady Marion. Because the sheriff has seized mine and declared Guy of Gisborne to be the rightful Earl of Huntington.
Then, if the king's orders were to become known to the sheriff of Nottingham, he would marry me to Guy of Gisborne.
You'll marry no one but me.
Indeed, sir. Why, only a few moments ago, you passed me up to refuse me.
You think I meant that seriously? Why, who do you suppose it was that begged the king for the hand of the Lady Marion?
You?
I saw you at the court once a long time ago. And when I saw you, I said, there is my lady. I loved you then, and I've loved you since. I knew that someday we would meet, and I would try to win you for my own.
Oh, it was within this hour we met.
answer is to ask. Will that be untrue? Let me dream on you. Thou dost not love me, come to my dream. Lose not you.
Lady Marian, will you return to your castle and wait until I can redeem my name and my fortune and come for you?
Oh, yes, Robin. Forever it will be.
The second act of Robin Hood, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Dorothy Kirsten.
In the leafy shades of a woodland glade, of Sherwood greenwood tree, where the red deer springs and the throstle sings, is the dearest spot to me, is the dearest spot to me. For never a care in the world comes there, and never you'll hear a sigh. As you love and laugh, as you quip and quaff, so gaily the days go by. Then hey for the merry greenwood, say I, and if me above you, let mine be the life that is free from strife, where friends are staunch and true.
And hey,
let mine be the life that is free from strife, where friends are so
true. Yes, Maid Marian returned to her castle, and I remained with the outlaws in Sherwood Forest. One day, as we were riding through the woods, Allan a Dale hurried up in great excitement and told us a band of tinkers had entered the forest. Since Sherwood Forest seemed a strange place for tinkers, we made our way stealthily to a spot where we could watch them at work.
Think, 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 get your tinker, think, think, hear our hammer ring. When a trade is brisk, we frolic and we frisk, as happy and gay as a king. Merry, 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 merry journey that I wing, all in the pink green side. Tap, 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 the woman here in bar when the weather is beside. Words and hips don't beat some girly song to make a surly answer. Sweet, great, great down is up and stuck by tapping, tapping, tapping on a pants. So we rap, 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 and we tap, tap, tap from the dawn to the dark of night, sir. We are men of metal and the can or gentlemen with that we can't find, sir. Tink-tank, swing-tank, stink-a-tank-a, pink-tank, hear our hammer ring. When a trade is brisk, we call again, we click, as happy as gay as a king.
What do you make of them, Robin?
They're not tinkers, Allan. Those men are all followers of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
And there's the Sheriff himself sitting in the middle of the group.
What do you suppose they're up to?
Listen. Now, men, remember the prize.
£100 to any one of you who can deliver the outlaw Robin Hood to me for hanging. Hey, he's somewhere in this forest. In disguise, this poor journeyman thinks we should have little trouble in making our way to him. We'll catch this vagabond Robin and hang him to the highest gallows in Merry England.
Shall we be on our way, my friend?
At once, and with all possible speed.
And so the Sheriff of Nottingham and his fellow tinkers hunted in vain through Sherwood Forest, and at last gave up in disgust and went home. I thought I'd gotten the best of the Sheriff, but a few weeks later, Alan Adale came once again with news.
The page stopped me at the edge of the forest. He told me that the Sheriff of Nottingham was forcing Lady Marian to marry Guy of Gisborne, and that she wanted you to come to her at once.
I'll go immediately.
Careful, Robin. This may be some kind of trap.
I'll have to chance it.
I left the forest and rode as fast as possible toward Lady Marian's estate. I found her alone in the garden. I stood there spellbound, listening to the sound of her voice.
Well, then at last, perhaps we shall be free. I came here so that I got your message.
Message? I sent you no message.
You sent no message?
That's right. I sent the message. So we meet at last, Robin Hood.
I am Robert Earl of Huntingdon, as you know full well.
No. You're Robin Hood the outlaw. And tomorrow at dawn, I'm going to hang you from the tallest gallows in England. I've been looking forward to it for months. At dawn, you die.
The sheriff and his followers carried me off to prison. And there they bolted the doors and left me. And in the morning when they came to get me... when they came to get me...
who are you?
Where's Robin Hood?
I'm Friar Tuck. And if you'll excuse me, now that you've so kindly unlocked the door, I'll be on my way.
Now, just a minute.
Let me pass, Sheriff of Nottingham. I'm a friar of the church, a holy man. You've no power to stop me.
but where is Robin Hood?
Far from here by now, where you'll never find him.
There's the castle just ahead. We're safe, my darling. In a few moments, we'll be with the king.
You know, I would like to have seen the sheriff of Nottingham's face when he opened the door to that cell and saw Friar Tuck.
How did you ever manage it?
Well, it was Friar Tuck's idea. The outlaws were watching when the sheriff took me. And after he left, they overpowered the guards. Friar Tuck took my place, and off we went. It really wasn't necessary for the friar to stay, but he wanted to see the sheriff's face himself.
There's the castle.
Yes. And now our life together begins. Robin Hood the Outlaw is no more. And Robert, Earl of Huntington, shall take you back to the bride.
Oh, promise me that someday you and I will take our love together to some star where we can be alone. Find the hollows where those flowers bloom. Those birds sweet violets of early spring, which fall in whispers, will us both and sing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Kirsten will be back in just a moment. Our thanks to the supporting cast, Lou Merrill, who played Friar Tuck, Roland Morris as Alan Adale, and Marvin Miller as the sheriff. Robin Hood, with book and lyrics by Harry B. Smith and music by Reginald DeCoven, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Gene Holloway. And now here is lovely Dorothy Kirsten. Well, Dorothy, it was wonderful, as always, singing with you. And I'm looking forward to doing the Prince's Pass with you and Lucille Lorman next week.
I'm looking forward to it, too, Gordon. And the week following, you start your summer show, don't you?
Yes, Dorothy. And we're really planning something special. Trips on the summer show train to years past, where we'll live again some of the laughter, the tears, the memories, and the music from the turn of the century to the present day.
It sounds wonderful, Gordon. And I'll certainly be listening. See you next week.
Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Gordon.
Robin Hood was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae is currently starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical hit, The Daughter of Rosie O'Grady. Dorothy Kirsten appeared through the courtesy of Lucky Strike Light Up Time. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.